3871.
Oh, my little man out on the carpet. I think we need to go to the vet.
I found a veg ER for pets only 10 minutes away.
Yes, veg. That's the one Dr. Holt told us about. Jen loves that place.
Wow, the reviews. Everyone loves this place.
Veg ER for pets. This is Ann. How can I help you?
Hi, I think my dog Milo ate his toy.
Let me get one of our veterinarians on the line.
Hey, you must be Milo. Let's take you to see our vet right away.
I'm so glad you guys are open.
Veg ER for pets. Open 24/7.
Sean Hannity.
We'll do the media's job.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
Don't tell me that they're fair, balanced, and objective. You cannot control us. Go home, gutless media people.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Pro Football Hall of Famer and former player for the Bears, Brian Urlacher, was on with Fox News. He said athletes are no longer afraid to publicly reveal their support for Donald Trump. It spread throughout the sports world. It made a pronounced appearance week 11 when players across the nation erupted in the Trump dance to celebrate great plays. He said, I don't think anyone's scared anymore. It's nice to see these guys who've been silent supporters of Trump, and they're excited now he's got the job. Yep. Standing your ground for Trump is the Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and our folks at Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Live from the Meldon Law Studios, serving Florida accident victims since 1971.
WSKY, WSKY HD1, Micanopy, Gainesville, Ocala, the Villages.
Throwing her hat in the ring, I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President-elect Trump wants former pro wrestling executive Linda McMahon as education secretary. She's on his transition team and was in charge of the Small Business Administration for part of his first administration. Connecticut Senate Democrat Richard Blumenthal beat her for that seat in 2010.
I don't know why Trump didn't appoint her as Secretary of Commerce, which she would have been ideally suited to do.
A Trump statement says we will send education back to the states and Linda will spearhead that effort. His pick to run the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is former TV doctor and Senate candidate and surgeon Dr. Mehmet Oz. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is closed.
They said the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv received specific information of a potential significant air attack on November 20th. The embassy will be closed and recommends U.S. citizens be prepared to immediately shelter in the event of an air alert if one is announced.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Closing arguments have started now at Jose Ibarra's trial for Lake and Riley's murder in Georgia. Then we don't know how long it might take. The judge comes to a verdict.
After the prosecution rested their case yesterday, the defense called their first two